people. And yeah, it's just, to be able to travel to these places and give them, the love that they deserve, it's just been, it's been a blessing. I had no idea what was going to happen when I started this account, but 920 bars in, and as how many
Jeez.
I've reviewed to this point. And sometimes I'm at a place for a half hour. Sometimes I'm there for, I would say the average time is probably an hour. And other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But that's the hardest job I have, is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately, that's not the job that I have. And it's one of the downsides of what I do. But yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting more places, which I absolutely love, because that's how I find some of these hidden gems, is from the suggestions of my great followers.
Yeah. Craig Schutz with us from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. You can check it out on all the social media platforms. We talk about having the cold beverage and the atmosphere, but I think part of these dive bars too is a lot of times these places have some very unique food menus and food choices. And a lot of times, most of the time, the owners are cooking in the back. So that's a big draw for people too, isn't it? Is the food side of these dive bars.
Oh, absolutely. I know I'm not much of a seafood guy. But there's places that they'll have seafood or walleye. You can get better food at some of these bars out in the sticks than you could get going into a big city and finding some fancy place that's going to cost you, you go, two people go on a date and each have a meal and a couple drinks, and it's going to cost you $100. You can get a better meal, and you can spend, half of that at some of these places. And I'm a big burger and fries guy. I just always have. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. And I was up in the cable area here about a month ago, and I got pointed to a bar. There was another bar owner that suggested a place, the Pioneer Bar, and it was just out in the woods, and it seemed like we came through an opening in the woods, and there was a bar there, and there was a bunch of people, and I think I had the best burger that I've ever had in my life, which says a lot, because I've had so many burgers, and it was, it wasn't just the burger itself, it was the way it was seasoned, and the fries were incredible, and so, to have eating so many burgers and to get one that really, really stands out, it's a special place. And like I said, I mean, a burger and a couple beers for $20, I mean, you can't beat that, especially nowadays.
Millions of views on this on social media. Absolutely crazy. You mentioned kind of how it got started. How many years now have you been doing this?
It will be 3.5 years on July 14th. So it was January 14th of 2022 when I started it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, who would have thought? Who knows when, Jared, where life leads you with these ventures. And we are again with Jared Schultz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And Jared, pick out one more for me. Give us one more in this week-long look at dive bars here in the Hayward and Northern Wisconsin area. Pick out maybe another favorite of yours you can share with folks.
I mean, we could do another place with so much great history up there is the Sawmill in Sealy. I don't know if you've been to that place, but it's another place that's filled with history, and it's right on 63. And when you drive by it, you know that it's a unique place. And I finally stopped in there for the first time about a year ago, and I got a tour from the owner, who was absolutely wonderful. And like it used to be an auto mechanic place back in the back, and it's been numerous things, and it's just a giant bar with, a bunch of seating, great food, and it's just again, it's a historic place, in northern Wisconsin. It's just a really, really unique looking place, and it's definitely worth a stop. If I know how many thousands of people drive by on Highway 63 any given Friday heading up north.
Yeah. Another unique thing, I think, Jared, too, about Wisconsin bars especially is we have a lot of specialty beers here. We have, of course, the New Glarus, which is a Wisconsin beer. And that's kind of a draw for tourists and other people, too, I think, is that unique experience with the beer, the beverage itself, right?
Yeah, oh, 100%. And I wonder, on average, how many cases of Spotted Cow gets smuggled back across Minnesota or Illinois or Iowa on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. I will let the police handle that. So you're, again, people can find you on all the social platforms, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And here's a question I had when I was watching some of them over the weekend. Now, do you just kind of, do you ever have a situation where you surprise people where you walk in, or do you say, you know what, we're coming in and we're going to record, or do you ever just kind of cold wing it and just kind of, let's see what happens here?
You know, a lot of the places I just wing it, because I may make my first stop of the day, and without me even knowing it, you know, I'll sit there and I'll chat with the locals, and they'll tell me about another amazing bar that's 3 or 4 miles away. And so then I kind of let them choose where I go next, and then I'll, you know, head to that place, and I just kind of, it's kind of just how it goes some days. And, you know, it's, I always go into a place. A lot of times, like my intro that you see, my intro is done before I walk in. And then I walk in, I'm always 100% respectful, talk to the, you know, bartender, the locals, you know, I get recognized so much. So that helps too, but I always let people know, you know, what I'm doing before I do go back outside and come back in and, mm-hmm. and record again. I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love being on my videos, but, you know, at the same time, I know there's people that do like their privacy, and I totally respect that. And, you know, I have had, you know, a small amount of people just tell me they didn't want to be in the video, and I'm totally respectful and make sure I don't get them in the video. I said I do all the videoing, all the editing, everything myself. So if anybody shoots me a message on any one of my platforms, it's always me on the other end 100%. And that's the way I always want to keep it.
Everybody has a story, Jared. I always say everybody has a story. When you go to one of these dive bars, there's a pretty decent chance that if you sit at the bar, you're probably going to hear somebody's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a adventure that it's taken you. So what's the future? Are you ever going to run out? Are you going to run out of dive bars, Jared? Do you fear that?
Boy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how many of them are considered dive bars, but according to Keith Kern, who is the Tavern League president, he tells me there's 9,000 bars in this state.
Oh, I think you're good.
I probably average, around 275. To 300 of them a year, and like at my current pace, it's gonna, like I said, I'll hit bar number 1,000 in September is when bar number 1,000 is gonna be. So it's gonna take me, you know, just a shade under 4 years to do that. So it's gonna take me 35 years to hit them all if that's what my goal is. I don't know. I take things day by day. You know, I plan things, you know, months in advance, but at the same time, I can't live Tuesday until I live Monday, and I can't live next weekend until I live this weekend. That's, you know, I try to, you know, big picture, but at the same time, you know, just one day at a time, you know, just
and
with
what,
everyday life. I think that's how we have to look at.
Yeah, and what brings dive bars together is it's not a small town or a big town thing. There's dive bars in downtown Minneapolis probably, and in Siren. I mean,
right.
it's universal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, they all kind of have that common denominator. You know, there, I feel like a true dive bar, I feel like 20% of each bar is exactly the same, and then it's like kind of how it's decorated around that 20% is what makes it different, you know.
Exactly. Jared, well, we thank you for joining us, talk about it, Wisco Dive Bars, and you can go to the Wisco Dive Bar Reviews, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff, millions and millions of views, good stuff. And just a great reference point, too, for people to find these places. So, Jared, continue along the path and telling people stories, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, I do have a website.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I hit these bars, and people want to try to find where they're at. WiscoDiveBars.com is a thing. If you go on go on there. It will show a map of Wisconsin. Every bar location I've been to is pinned, and you can zoom into any area, whether it's Hayward or Park Falls or Phillips or Milwaukee. You can zoom in, click on any pin on the map, and it will pull up my video off of YouTube. And then there's also a big blue button that says navigate here, and it'll give you GPS coordinates right to the bar. So WiscoDiveBars.com is where to go for that. And it makes it a kind of a pocket hand, a handheld guide to finding all these great dive bars that I've been to.
Very cool. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you having me on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Masked federal agents conducting immigration raids at California farms. Protesters blocking agents in the street as a cannabis farm was raided in Ventura County. Federal agents setting off smoke canisters and irritants to disperse them. Dozens of men lined up against a wall. Another large-scale immigration raid in nearby Santa Barbara County targeted a second cannabis farm owned by the same company. Last month, the Supreme Court allowed President Trump to move forward with his ban on birthright citizenship. But that didn't stop a judge in New Hampshire today from blocking the policy.
The White House is vowing to fight this ruling, and the plaintiffs in this case hoping that it makes its way back to the Supreme Court so the justices can decide once and for all whether a ban on birthright citizenship is constitutional.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The exhausting search for the missing continues nearly 1 week since the tragic flooding that hit Texas. Officials say there's 166 people still missing, the death toll now up to 121. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, mid-60s. High tomorrow, low 80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Currently at 75 degrees.
And we're back!
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
You said I was in my early 40s. A lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went. 2.7 seconds on a full length Fu Manchu. Man, I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday like you were dying, to live 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 like you were dying.
Country.
Well, I'm a honky-tonk man. Ain't a crazy style. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. But I can't wait to see the light in town. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man. And I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Wouldn't paint me as a heart.
heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather, I'm going. And hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane would never take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly or drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe
in the shade.
It's hot, really hot.
It's gonna be a red hot summer.
98Q Country.
So we live out in our old van, travel all across this land, me and you. We'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free. We'll ever be. We'll drive until the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Underneath the harvest moon, and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free. Will ever be.
No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 Travel all across this land, me and you.
It's just an old beat up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. So if you ever worry about me walking out, yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on.
Country.
Everyone at Freeze Firewood hopes that you're enjoying this fabulous summer. They want to remind you that now is the time to get your winter firewood delivered and have the peace of mind knowing that you're prepared when the cooler weather decides to arrive. There's also still time to design your new dream pier and have it installed to enjoy those colorful fall days. Freeze Firewood, right on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not, MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainesvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Stormy Cromer is a name associated with high-quality, made-in-the-USA apparel for men, women, children, and even the family dog. Cromer hats are recognizable all over the Upper Midwest. From hats for men and women to flannel shirts to vests to jackets and ponchos, Stormy Cromer is the epitome of up north style and function. Stop in to see a full selection of Stormy Cromer apparel at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Save 20% off your Stormy Cromer purchase during the month of July.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you gonna do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, mid-60s. High tomorrow, low 80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Currently at 75 degrees.
98Q Country.
Kinda hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart or two, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented. city dancing for, and I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you.
Listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down, to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
You don't do the Dougie.
No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys. Chew tobacco spit.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside. Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Lay a blanket on the ground. Kissing in the crickets is the only sound. Town.
ride down with a friend, 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 friend. Do you want to get down with a friend, 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 friend? Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco. I'm one of them boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to say it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We need
in mind. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. When we meet in the middle, I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. And underneath the stars, we are on fire. And I don't wanna go if you don't wanna go. We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time. Let the world be known. I just wanna linger like this on your lips. I taste the salt air on your skin. Hold you in my hands. Anything, everything, you know that I'm all in. We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time. Let the world spin on without us for a while.
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well,
those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life, there goes my future, my everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life, there goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge issuing a nationwide ruling blocking the White House's order to end birthright citizenship, saying his decision applies nationwide to babies who would have been subject to this order, including children of undocumented parents. The Trump administration expected to challenge the ruling. More than two dozen workers became trapped inside a Los Angeles municipal wastewater tunnel. LA Fire Captain Danny Wu.
But this particular tunnel is one tunnel in and out. There's no exits up, down, left, or right. It's just, and it's 5 to 7 miles long. So particularly challenging for any type of rescue to be accomplished there.
Nevertheless, all 31 workers got out safely. Police investigating a mass overdose event in Baltimore. 15 people sent to the hospital, 5 in critical condition, the rest in serious condition. Search and rescue operations ongoing as nearly a week later, the number of people dead in those devastating Texas floods has grown to 121. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight and tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, mid-60s. High tomorrow, low 80s. A storm or two still possible Saturday, then drying out for the weekend with a drop in humidity. Right now, it's 73.
Who are these guys?
My country.
Rockies and Baghdad.